Good morning, everyone. It's Terrific Transformational Tuesday, April 22nd, 2025. Welcome to Oh My Angels. I'm your host, Peggy, here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to your angels. I'm so glad you guys chose to be here today. I love having you here listening. If you can join us in the chat room, that would be awesome. For those of you who are new to get there, if you'll go to 12radio.com, and on the top upper left-hand corner, you'll see the word chat. Just click on that, and you'll get invited in as it is a private chat room. What we do on the chat room is you can put any comments in there that you want. If you're wanting a reading, if you'll put your question that you want answered in there into the chat room, the second half of the show, I'll tune in and get you some answers from your angels. But again, thank you all so much for being here. For those of you who are new, I'm also a advisor over at 12Listen, and I have my own website, which is Oh My Angels, which is ohmyangels.com, and you can click over there and find out all the information you could ever want to know about me, and then some. I also have, both on the 12Listen website and on my own website, copies of the replays of these shows. So you can find me wherever you want. How's that? But again, I'm so glad you guys showed up today. Today's show is going to be about transformation. And I thought, well, we've kind of talked about this recently, but again, you know, when I try to pick a subject that, you know, I'm kind of led to, and I can get everything all written down, you know, get my little thoughts together, notes together, and come up with, you know, with what I feel like I'm being guided to share. And when I heard transformation, I thought, well, we've recently talked about that, but again, it came up again, and this is at the last minute, so just kind of, we're going to be winging it today, okay? No pun intended. When I first started doing public readings at fairs, etc., I had so many people telling me, you know, what I needed to do, how I needed to look like, what I needed to sound like, the do's and the don'ts. And to be honest, a lot of it was good sound advice. Some, not so much, at least for me, because I can't be anybody other than just who I am. And for some people that works, and for some people it doesn't, and that's okay by me. All I can do is just be my authentic self. I did look up the definition of transformation, and it says it's a thorough or dramatic change in form or appearance, a metamorphosis, a comfort zone, a place or situation where one feels safe or at ease and without stress. You know, since the first of this year, I've been getting the messages that, you know, my life is changing this year, that this year is going to be full of transformation and change for me. And I've talked about it already. It feels exciting. I don't know what all the changes are. I'm just open to whatever they are, right? And something came up about a week and a half ago, and I had a dream, and then I had some conversations, and then I decided, okay, fine, I'll go for it. And if you guys have been following me on my Facebook page or on either my personal one or Oh My Angels one, if you'll notice, I've got my fire back. I have my hair colored back to what I've always had. From second grade on, I've had strawberry blonde hair. And then I got cancer, and fear set in. I was just going through too much. And there's a part of me, I think, it wanted to kind of just blend into the woodwork. I didn't want to be noticed. I didn't want to let my light shine. I felt like that I was diminished in some way. You know, when you have a double mastectomy, it changes your life. And when you get the diagnosis of cancer, I don't care what kind of cancer you get, it changes you for life. And we've talked about this before, but this has come up again for me about transformation. And I guess I felt like, well, okay, this is my lot in life now. I need to, my hair turned silver, and it wasn't bad. I thought it was kind of pretty, and I liked it. And then as the months are going on here, this is 5 years later, my hair is getting its pigmentation back. And it's coming in this color that's not me. It doesn't feel like me. I feel totally detached from it. And I didn't like the feeling. So again, the angels guided me, even though I was kind of like, no, I don't know if I want to do that, long term and the expense and changing and blah blah blah. I'm kind of comfortable in this little land I'm in right now, and I've been told I don't have time to be blending into the woodwork. I've got work to do. I've got things that need to happen, and they said we're going to light a fire. And the last time that was said to me, I got my hair colored back to my natural color. So as close to it as possible. So this one's maybe a shade darker than what I've had before. But when the beautician turned the chair around and I looked in the mirror, my first thought was, what the heck did I do? Because it's been 5 years since I looked at myself and saw that face looking back at me. And my beautician said, God, Peggy, you've knocked 20 years off. Well, that's all it took for me to say, whoop, whoop, I'm liking it. And the last week, this past week, every time I look in the, well, it's been since Friday, but every time I look in the mirror, I'm just astounded. I'm like, wow, I am back. And it's taken a lot for me. You have to get familiar with your body again when you've had something like that done. You have to get familiar with the emotional changes, the physical changes, the mental changes that take place when you go through something that traumatic. And you can talk yourself through it to a certain degree and say, oh, it's fine. I'm a better me, blah, 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 whatever stories you want to tell yourself. But it transforms you. And it's how you make that transformation that matters. It's not a rat race on how fast you can say, oh, okay, I'm good with this now. I'm ready to go and, charge away, right? For me, I thought I was doing okay. And I thought that, well, okay, I made some changes. I moved from Goodyear, I moved up to Flagstaff to be close to my granddaughter. At that point, I probably should have come back to Kansas then, but I didn't. Everything happens for a reason, right? And this story, when I was thinking about this and in my head on what I was going to talk about, what they flashed to me was when I moved to California some years back. I was living in Arizona. I had gone to Brazil. I'd met a great group of women. And the angels were leading me to go to California. Well, California is one state that I've never, ever, ever, ever had any desire to go to, but I was being told I needed to go. And I found a person I had met, and they said that I could live with them. And so Yogi and I loaded up the U-Haul and away we went and started our new life. And I was miserable for 15 months I was out there. I had so many life lessons. And the thing that I kept questioning was, why did the angels lead me here? Why did I come to California? Why was I compelled to come here? Why did everything fall in place to make it feel like it was the right thing? And oh my God, the life lessons that I went through in a short 15 months was outstanding. I mean, it came close to breaking me, to tell you the truth, but it didn't. The angels were there by my side, and but it forever changed me. Like any major event or whatever, I missed Haley, I missed my son. I lived in a 10 by 10 room, and it was really funny because I had an astrological reading while I was out there. And the person that gave me the astrological reading wanted to know where I was at currently, where I was living. And I told him I live in a 10 by 10 room. I'm not allowed in the main part of the house unless to come down to cook something. Then I have to go back up into my room. Yogi was not allowed except to be in the room. And And they started laughing. They said, well, whatever my chart said, it basically said I put myself in prison for that 15 months I was there. Now, can you imagine consciously choosing to put yourself in prison? It all boiled down to the fact that I had some issues, if you will, that I needed to work through. I needed to figure out that I deserve good things in my life. And when I went out to California, I was excited, I was hopeful. But again, we have a vision in our head of how we think it's going to look like and what it's going to look like and how things that are going to happen, and it's going to happen in a certain way. Well, what's the old saying? Man plans and God laughs, right? So I lived out there for 15 months. And when I look back on it, I learned some very powerful lessons that I could not have learned, I'm sorry, if I had stayed in Arizona. So I'll be forever grateful for my time in California, but I'm so glad that it was over with. But again, the point I was trying to make is same with going up to Flagstaff. I felt like I was being led to do that. And people have said to me, well, if the angels are going to lead you to do that and you have all this other stuff happen, maybe you need to get some new angels. I was seriously told that. And I'm like, well, no, that's not exactly how it works, But I had lessons I had to learn that I had to learn. And that 15 months in California, even though on one hand it seemed like it went on forever, I felt like I lived decades there. It was really a very short period of time to learn some very, very major lessons. I needed major shifting, and the angel saw to it that I got the lessons I needed to where I could come back to Arizona, to where healing and I could even have a healthier relationship than what we already did, where my sense of my relationship could possibly get better. Everything happened exactly the way it was supposed to. But sometimes we get so wrapped up in our manifestation and asking for things and affirming them that we forget that no matter how we feel that it's going to happen or that it should happen, we have to trust. We have to let go of how we think it has to be. We have to really step out in faith and know that we're being guided in the right direction. And we also have to be open to the transformation that takes place. I definitely was not the same person that came back from California that went to California. And I'm definitely not the same person that left Kansas to go to Arizona in the first place as I am the person that left Arizona and came back to Kansas. I've had to go through all these life lessons, all these experiences, meeting all these wonderful people, losing a lot of wonderful people. Some friendships strengthened, some friendships totally destroyed. I had to go through all that to get to where I am today. We have a tendency as humans to say, oh, well, if it didn't go according to your plan, then something's wrong. You must have done something wrong. Or, like my one friend said, Peggy, maybe you need some new angels. And while it's funny, it's not. You just go through all this and you're thinking, well, damn, I had the faith. And I was just so sure that this is what's going to happen. And the deal with my hair, getting my hair colored, I thought, what's the significance of that? And I got to really doing some meditation on that. When I got that diagnosis, a part of me died. A part of me went so far into fear that I didn't think I was ever going to get back out of it. Then I got angry, I got pissed off. And I decided that this was not going to end me. The cancer was not going to own me, and it was not going to end me. And I did a lot of prayers, a lot of manifestation, a lot of just being point blank stubborn, saying this is not how it's going to be. But then I had to totally surrender to it and say, okay, well, I have cancer in my body. My best options with my family history is to go ahead and do a double mastectomy. You know, that's all that's going to change about me. That's going to be it. And then once the surgery is over with, you go through this horrific metamorphosis, if you will, of you're missing body parts now. You're not the same body that you were going into this thing. And then a part of you says, well, screw it. If that's not going to happen, you know, I don't care. And, you know, I started eating things I shouldn't eat or whatever, almost like tempting fate with it, you know. So and most of you know, I fought with my weight off and on for years. But I think for me this time around, it was like, I'm ready for my body to be healthy. I deserve a healthy body. You know, I went through COVID multiple times. I went through shingles. I went through cancer and double mastectomy. I did all that in 1 year in 2020, right? So I deserve to be healthy now. Well, if I want to be healthy, I have to take action steps to get that way. You know, any diet that's out there, any shot, whatever, you name it, I've done it. Did it work? Yeah, for a short period of time, but then you're back to the why are you eating the things you're eating and why are you doing the things you're doing? You have to make a conscious decision for the change to occur. So as I talked about a couple of weeks ago, I'm on this Mediterranean food plan now, right? And I'm exercising 6 days a week at the gym that I work at. And it's helping. You know, I get a little frustrated that it's not my weight's not dropping as quickly as I want. But you know what? It didn't come on that fast either. Well, I don't know. I can gain weight pretty darn quick. But the bottom line for me was, okay, now I'm starting to feel more like me. Even though the numbers on the scale is not what I would like for it to be. I know I can get there. But it was almost like an awakening of my body saying, hey, 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 look who's back. You're doing it. You can do this. You've got this. You have to put the action into it. And you have to have the mindset that it didn't come on overnight and it's not going to go off overnight. You know, we've talked about choose your hard, right? Dieting's hard. Being healthy is hard. Choose your hard. So I've chosen my heart. I want this to work. Am I going to be perfect at it? No. But I still felt like something was missing. I still didn't feel like I was back to me, the inner core me. And I took animal Reiki, took one and two. And that, again, shifted my energy. It was a huge shift. And again, I lost some friendships when that shift occurred. And now this upcoming weekend, I'm going to be getting my master's, my animal Reiki master's class. And I'm very excited about that. And I know that there's going to be some more shifting and changing. And that was part of what I felt like was missing. I felt like all along I was going to be doing this animal Reiki. And that's when I started getting these visions with my hair being red again, you know. And I'm like, do I, don't I? You know, should I or shouldn't I? And so I really had to have the conversation with myself. Is it worth it? What does it mean to me? And the thing about it is, I just kind of gave up on life on one level when I was diagnosed with cancer. I really did. I didn't think I had, but I really had. And the thought of getting my hair back to the color it was before cancer, to where I felt vibrant and alive, to get back my spark, if you will. So I thought, okay, I'm going to go for it. And I didn't tell my granddaughter I was doing it. I was going to try to hold off until I go for her graduation. But I was so excited about getting it done. I told her that, you know, last week I said, I need to FaceTime you on Friday. We just have to FaceTime. She goes, what's going on, Anna? You know, and she asked me some questions. I said, no, don't guess. You know, I just want to see your face when I tell you. And she said, okay. So they FaceTimed me on Friday night, and as soon as she saw me, she goes, "Oh my God, you're back." I said, "Yes, I am." And I truly feel like I'm as close to being my inner Peggy as I have in over 5 years. And it feels good. Yes, I've changed in so many other ways, but to have at my core a balance, a spark, an excitement of things to come, it's been a while since I've really felt all that. And I know it may sound silly because I just colored my hair, but the thing about it is, it was the spark I needed to be able to move forward. And I like it. I feel good about me. Even at the weight I'm at, I feel good about me. And that's been a long time coming too. So sometimes we have to talk to our inner child, our inner person, our inner soul, and say, "Hey, just do you, just be you. Do whatever it takes for you to feel good about you, as long as it's not hurting anybody else, right?" I feel good. Does that mean nothing bad's ever gonna happen? Heck no, it doesn't. I wish. But I do at this time and space, I know it was the right move for me to do it. I like this Peggy. And I think for me, it's knowing that so many other people besides myself are going through their own personal transformations of all kinds. And some of you are dealing with that well, and some others are struggling. And that's okay. It's all for the reason, for a reason. You need to look at whatever's transforming in your life, or what you're transforming in your life, and see what lessons you need to learn out of it. Sometimes we do have to step outside of our comfort zone to say, "Okay, let's test the waters over here. What's it going to be like if I keep the gray hair, is it going to change anything?" No, I could have just kept on being that Peggy. But that Peggy was not satisfied. I had a longing for something. I didn't know what it was. And again, I feel this longing. I feel like something else is coming into my life. It feels positive. It feels exciting. But I feel like I needed this little spark from my hair to remind me I'm a Leo. I get out there and get things done when I want to get it done, right? I love helping other people. I love sharing with people. But if you're going through some kind of transformation, the main thing I can tell you that they've shown me, just stand in your truth. Own who you are. Not what others people tell you that you should be, and not what the old you was told you had to be. Truly growing through this process, trusting that you're listening to your guidance and going in the right direction. I've been told for years that I need to be a teacher. And that may very well be the case, but I'm not your typical teacher. If I'm a teacher in any way, shape, or form, it's by sharing with you my life experiences so that you know what you want to do or don't want to do. But at least you know that a live human being has survived some of the same things that you're going through, or that a family member or a friend is going through. It's not always easy, but sometimes it can bring you great comfort when you know that you're not the only one, when you've stepped out in faith, and you trust every day. Again, I don't know exactly what my big changes are that are coming in, but I do know with total certainty, I'm being guided to them. And I have to continue to stay in faith and trust. And whether you know it or not, that's huge for me. I've always needed to know exactly where I was headed, a specific destination, how it's going to go. I'd plan it out, I'd plot it out. And now I trust, I just have faith that I'm being divinely guided. That whatever lesson I'm meant to learn, I will learn. And it's not always easy stepping outside your comfort zone. But trust, you're not the first person to go through it, nor will you be the last. And remember, not one person can tell you the only way to do it is it's your own unique path. Nobody else can go through it like you can. But know that there are people out there to help you if you need it. And to let you know, I'm here. If you need me, okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'll jump in the chat room and I'll get you some answers from your angels. Okay, we're going to take five. Welcome back, everyone. This is Peggy with All My Angels here on 12radio.com. If you'll join us in the Facebook page, place your question in there and we'll get you some answers from your angels. I'm trying to update. I don't know if it showed up. Hold on. I have to get back over to the Facebook page. I had Mark Husson update my banner with my new hair. Let me see, see where it showed up. There it is. If you go down below, I don't know if Serena can change that or not, but if you'll see, let's see if you're at the top of the page, and then you'll see my new one that says live now. I don't know if you guys can see that. I'll see if I can get back over to them. He did a good job. Okay, so I see that where the posts and stuff on my page, where all you guys has posted, if you scroll up more towards the top, you'll see one that says, here's my new banner. I don't know if you guys can see that or not. Let me jump and see if you guys are following along with me. Oh, okay, Serena's going to change it. Thanks, Mark. I appreciate it. So then you can see my new do for those of you who haven't seen it. I'm excited about it. All right, now let me see if I can get in here and get some questions for you. Okay, Renee's in the house. She says, good morning. Well, good morning to you, Renee. I'm so happy that you showed up today. Love having you here. Pamela Snow's in the house. She says, I'm so happy to hear you today, Peggy. Well, I'm glad that you showed up and you're here. I love it when you guys show up and support me and we try to figure out together what the angels are wanting us to know, right? Quali's here. She says, Grand Rising, Peggy, Serena, and 1-2 family. And as always, love having you here. On this terrific transformational Tuesday. Let's see if it was changed yet. Hold on. I'm excited about for you guys to see this. Okay, if you guys want to refresh your page, there it is. Do you see it? Let's see here. Yeah. Thanks, Serena. I appreciate it. Let's see where I was at here. Okay, let's see. Pamela says, I would love a reading today, Peggy. Everything I've touched the last couple of weeks seems to fall apart or lead to more issues. I'm getting so frustrated. I'm trying to resolve things, not make them worse. and when I read that, I heard laughter. And I think the message for you is, did you ever stop to think that maybe you're not supposed to try to fix it? You're supposed to trust to go with the flow instead of reacting? You know, again, be the observer. Look at it and say, huh, isn't this interesting? And give it a day or two before you make a decision. The way they're showing it to me is that these things that are coming up, you're rushing in to dun, 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 save the day or save the situation. And maybe what you need to do instead is go, God and the angels, can you take care of this for me? Or guide me and show me specifically what it is I need to do. So, you need to trust your guidance. That's what I'm hearing. So I hope that it helps. And she says, sounds like I'm listening today for a reason. There you go. There's no such thing as coincidence, right? And Tara Elizabeth says, good morning. Well, good morning to you. And I don't know if you pronounce it Tara or Tara. I have a niece named Tara, spelt that way. So I'll say Tara. She says, definitely feeling this change is coming, trusting and allowing. And, you know, it sounds so easy to say that. But I'm sure you understand me when I say that sometimes that can be easier said than done, right? And it is hard. Sometimes, you know, like Pamela, you just feel like you have to rush and you got to get this taken care of or it doesn't get worse. And so sometimes we react too fast instead of giving it a moment to go, wow, isn't this interesting? Maybe I need to weigh the consequences here, weigh the blessings versus the consequences, you know, do I, don't I? And, you know, give yourself time to think about it. So it is so much easier said than done. Tara says, definitely feeling this change. Oh, yeah, it's coming, trusting, and allowing. And it is. And that's it's hard to do some days. Some days it's like, okay, All right. Well, that obviously didn't work. I'm going to sit back here a little bit and ask again for more specific information and play it by ear and see what comes up. And then make your plan. Maya's in the house. She says, "Good morning, Peggy." Good morning. I'm glad that you're here. I'm glad all you guys are here. What'd you guys think of the new poster? Is it good? You guys like the hairdo? I'm loving it. I had a couple of guys at work, older customers, and they acted like they'd never met me. They introduced themselves to me all over again. Like it was some totally different. And I'm like, that's okay. Made me feel good. It was good. Let's see here. Let's see. Yeah, I just got to refresh it here. Come on. Would help if I hit the right button. Isn't that interesting how that works? If you hit the right button. Let's see, what do we have now? Shows me there's more comments, but it's not showing me what they are. So here we go. Maya says, love the new hair. Thank you. I appreciate them. It's kind of. I'm liking it. I'm feeling it. I guess is what I should say. And I do appreciate Mark helping me. I'm not always tech savvy, so it really helps when you've got somebody who knows what they're doing on the back end of things. But again, this time, with all the energy in the world right now, all the upheaval, the passing of the Pope, there is so much. I hate to say it, there's a lot of fear out there. And we have to look within ourselves and say, okay, am I going to buy into the fear, or am I going to say no? I find this interesting how everybody's reacting, but I'm going to stay true to me. I'm going to stay true to my beliefs. I'm going to trust that I'm being guided in the right direction. And still continue to be the best person I can possibly be. Am I perfect? Heck no. Do I make mistakes? Absolutely. Do I hurt other people? Unfortunately, yes. Was it that my intent? No. So again, all we can do is just be the best version of ourselves and try to help others. Yes, yeah, so, I mean, again, there's so much angst going on that sometimes it's hard to see the forest for the trees. But every day I ask, show me the beauty of today. And for me right now, with all the things I've gone through, I mean, I wake up every morning. I'm still breathing. I have to tell you a little funny story talking about still breathing. I'm trying to eat healthier. I'm not going to use the D word. So I'm trying to eat healthier. And so I took some almonds to snack on at work today. I thought, I had a banana for breakfast, and that was really good. Kind of filled me up. But then I was getting the edge of hunger, and I'd already drank 3 bottles of water, and I was trying not to have to go pee every 5 minutes. And I thought, oh, I got these almonds. I'll eat some of these almonds. I was probably on the fourth or fifth almond, and I started choking. And I realized I was going to choke, and that just made it even worse. I'm serious. I didn't think that I was going to make it. I thought I was going to choke to death on a freaking almond. And all I could think was a donut wouldn't have done that to me. So you know where my thought process was. And I haven't craved sweets at all this time around, but I just found that funny that that's the thought that would pop into my head. I'm sitting there choking to death on an almond. And all I could think of is a donut wouldn't put me through that situation. So, got to have humor. My angels have a real good humor, sense of humor with me. So, I'm sure they were letting me know you're going to be fine. And no, a donut probably wouldn't have choked you just like this, but it could have still choked you. So, it was no excuse. It doesn't mean I can go get a donut now. So, I thought that was funny. I enjoyed it. Let's see what else we've got here. Also for you guys, I'm refreshing my page. If you go to All My Angels, All My Angels page, you'll see I've got two events coming up. I'm going to be at a fair in May 3rd. And then I'm going to be at a 3-day fair at the end of June. They're both in the Kansas City area. So if you're in the Kansas City area or you're traveling to the Kansas City area during those dates, come see me. It's going to be a lot of fun. This is a vendor I tried to get into last year, but they were, obviously when I moved back, it was in June and they already had their stuff set up for the year. So, but I'm excited. I'm excited to get back into the fairs like I did in Phoenix and get to meet a bunch of new people and to be a part of that community. I think that's part of it as well as, it's why I like the One Two Radio and One Two Listen is I'm with like-minded people. And there's comfort in that. So yeah, if you're in the neighborhood, come see me. And that information will be posted on my webpage probably by the weekend. So if you want to check that out as well. I'm so glad I got my hair colored. I'm looking at that. I think it looks good. So, and I'm not being conceited, I'm just excited in case you couldn't tell. It feels like I've come alive, I've fall, everything falls off, right? The trees. And then the spring, everything starts budding and growing. And I just feel like, I'm kind of blooming and it feels good for a change. I feel like I've gone through the death stages, so to speak, and the stagnation. And now I'm coming out the other side and I think I feel like it's a positive. So if you're going through something like that, no, you can go through it. You can come out of it. You just have to put the effort out there. Whatever, for me, it was coloring my hair that charged the spark for me. So maybe for you, it's doing something else. Maybe for you, it's signing up for that trip you've always wanted to take, but you've never taken. It could be as simple as that. Whatever you're led to do, do it. Trust. Step out in faith and know that you'll be divinely guided out of it. And the worst thing that can happen is you learn a lesson, right? And that's what we're here for, is to learn the lessons that we signed up for, to love each other, to support each other, to love each other. It's all about love. And again, love starts with yourself first. And that was a hard one for me. I can love anybody else but myself for the longest time. But know that you're worthy of love. Self-love is, you've got to have it. And if you don't, fake it until you make it, because you are worthy of love. I don't care who you are worthy of love. Let's see here. Want to refresh and see if there's anybody else that said anything? If not, we'll just. Oh, here's Pam. She says, I'm so used to being a workhorse. I have trouble, apparently, not trying to fix everything. Girl, I know exactly what you're talking about. I always felt like it was up to me. I did everything for everybody else. And then you reach a point to where you get resentful towards those that are not helping you when you would like to have the help. They kind of act like, oh, who are you to ask me for help? But you've always been there to help them out. So you need to learn to be your own best friend first and talk to yourself the way you would talk to your best friend. Support yourself like you would support your best friend or your significant other or your kids. And sometimes the hardest work you can do is stepping back and breathing. And taking time to let the emotion settle for you to be able to look at the situation, ask for guidance, and then be open to receive that guidance. Okay. I think things are going to be fine with you, Pam. Again, it's this lesson of learning to let go and say, you know what? I can't be everything to everybody else. It can't be just up to me. And instead of rushing in, go, okay, isn't this interesting? What can I do? What can I really do that's going to make a difference? And then ask how to go about that and be open to receive. You're going to be fine, though. Hang in there. Don't give up. Okay. I know it's hard not to fix everything. like I've told all you guys before, I was the epitome of a worry wart. You know, if you wanted somebody to worry about something, all she had to do is hand me the problem. And it would be the most worried about thing possible. You know, I was good at it. I was damn good at it. Now I'm not so much. I'm just kind of like, really, my go-to statement to myself, isn't this interesting? And I just release it. And then I'll ask God and the angels to guide me, show me. And that's my hardest part is I'll ask them to guide me, show me. And sometimes when they show me or guide me, I'm like, ugh. You know, I'm going to jump in and do something else. And I have to breathe through it and say, no, that's not what I'm being guided to do. Let's be real. You know? Don't listen to ego. Listen to God and the angels. Ego will get you every single time. Again, trust me, been there, done that. Gail says, hi. So I have been commenting on the other page above this one. I am confused. So I said, good morning and cute hair. If you have anything work, really? Yeah, let me see. Where's it at? Is it on the other one? I'm so sorry. Let me see here. Probably like me, I get lost too. But I'm so glad you found this place. I'm so sorry that you've gotten confused with it. So good morning back to you, and thank you so much for the compliment of cute hair. If you have anything for guidance for me, I would appreciate it. Let's see here, Gail. The first thing I heard is an old song. I can't really even remember who sings it, but it says, slow down, you're moving too fast. Simon Garfunkel. Got to make the morning last just something cobblestones, feeling groovy. So again, the angels are saying you just need to slow down. You know, you're trying to rush through everything. Center and ground yourself. And I'm hearing, I don't do this because I don't know a lot of crystals and their meanings and all that stuff. That's not my area of expertise. But I'm hearing that you would do well with some shungite. It's shungite, I believe. But it's wonderful. I call shungite the duct tape of crystals because you can fire it up and charge it up to guide you on whatever specific issue you have, whether it be in, you know, relaxing, centering yourself, grounding yourself. Whatever it is that you need specifically. But I'm hearing I feel like you've got two angels that are working with you. And they're saying that you hear them some of the time, but it's almost like you close them out because maybe you don't necessarily like what they're telling you. So maybe be a little bit more open. Ask for a specific guidance. Tell them not to be so general. And you have every right to ask for specific information versus, you know, generic. Because they're so willing to help you. But the main message is slow down, you're moving too fast. Okay, they've got you, they've got your back. Okay, I hope that helps. Let's see here. I want to make sure I'm not moving, missing somebody else too. I hate when that happens. Again, I'm so sorry that happened to you, Gail. Let me refresh and see if. Let's see here. And of course, I automatically hit the wrong button right off the top. Here we go again. We'll try this again. All comments. Here we go. Renee Kali. Pamela says, thank you, Peggy. I've been in a whirlwind lately. Deep breaths and stepping back. Good job, honey. And just every time you feel yourself winding up to go at it again, just breathe. Just say, nope. I just gotta chill out. And Gail says, oh my gosh, yes, I do move too fast. So perfect. Yes, you have helped me so much. Oh, I'm so glad, honey. Again, I don't know if you know who Garfield and is it Simon and Garfield? Simon Garfield? Am I even saying that right? Anyhow, the song is the words are slow down, you're moving too fast. Gotta make the morning last, just something on a cobblestone. Feeling groovy, I think is the name of the song. So you got to listen to the words to the whole song. not my botched version. But I hope that helps. Okay, you guys, I think I got everybody. I'm so very appreciative of you guys showing up and being here. I love having you here. As always, take what resonates from today's show, throw away the rest. Please stay tuned for Everyday Astrology with C.A. Brooks. Then after C.A. Brooks, there's the wonderful Kelly Whetstone with her show Empowerment. And after Kelly is the Katie Weaver Show. So stay tuned and enjoy your day. And until next week, sending you blessings, light, love, and angel hugs.